Arvo's with Tim Shiel
on Double J.
You are on Double J this afternoon with Tim Shiel, and it is my pleasure to welcome into Double J all the way from Houston, Texas, although I dare say you don't spend much time there anymore, Crunbin. And hang on, first up, I don't know who gets to answer this, but Crunbin, am I close?
Crunbin.
Mm-hmm. Yes!
That's how we say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the traditional pronunciation would be Crunbin.
Okay.
But we're Texan, so yeah. Crunbin.
Crunbin.
Yeah.
And then you filter that through an Australian accent.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mark, DJ, and Laura, the full effect of Crunbin. I saw you guys play over the weekend at Golden Plains Festival, and as you may know, at Golden Plains, there's a tradition in the crowd of taking your shoe off and holding it in the air, giving a band the boot. You guys got a lot of boots.
I was really happy at the amount of boots.
Yeah, that was a lot of boots.
Had anyone told you to expect the boot?
Yeah, we did. Another band that we played with at a previous festival told us about the boot at the airport.
Right.
And I was like, wow, that's interesting. And got there and saw a bunch of boots. It was nice.
Can I just say...
And shoes.
And shoes. Yeah. Just in case you're looking at me right now, I'm wondering, no, I didn't give you the boot. But just because I don't want to take my shoes off. It was muddy. It had rained a bit. But in my heart, I was giving you guys the boot.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's what counts.
We've been loving your album on Double J ever since it came out, even before it came out. And we put it in our list of our top 50 albums for last year.
Thanks.
I'm sure you've told this story many times, but I'd love to talk about where you guys started because it's such a fascinating project. And for it to come out of Houston particularly is really fascinating. So, and what does Beyoncé have to do with it? Did I read that correctly?
Beyoncé shares a church in common. I think that's where there would be a connection.
Yeah, Mark and I played at St. John's downtown for several years, and Beyoncé grew up there.
Right on.
And Solange, I should add.
That's like the Knowles family church, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And okay. We would see Kelly and Michelle as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What kind of pressure is that on you in the band if you know that members of Destiny's Child or Knowles family members are in the congregation?
Not really a lot of pressure. Yeah. Not as much as you think. You just
play.
Yeah, just play.
I mean, they're church family there every weekend, so.
Yeah. And no one was coming to hear us. So.
Yeah.
I suppose when I stop and think about it and I think about your music, it's probably quite hard to put any of you under pressure. You're quite chilled out, I imagine, in most situations. Do you ever lose it?
I've lost it.
Have you lost it? What does it take? Because, I mean, how can you... Listen to this. How can you possibly...
Oh, well, work up enough energy barn, to lose it? You know, that's a different situation. We record out there
usually
for that reason, because it... You know, you emote a feeling of chill because you're in chill. But I used to get super nervous before shows and stuff.
Yeah. That's because you're pretty, like, you were fresh when you started the project, new to playing bass. Is that right? Had you played music at all?
I played a little bit of piano when I was a kid. Tried my hand at guitar in high school. I was always around music, but I'd never really gone for it. So I was thrown in a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, it turns out it takes just as much energy to be excited about a show as it does to be nervous about a show.
Right. Yes.
It's better on the good side.
So you're saying that the best situation is to neither be nervous or excited, just nonchalant.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you got to pick one, though. It's either one or the other.
No, right down the middle. Just zero. You know.
I have
tequila, that helps.
Tequila, yeah, I'm sensing that. Yeah, okay. Crunbin are in the Double J studio with me this afternoon. So I wanted to ask, if you've got this mix of international influences in the sound of your music, beyond the Thai funk, I think I've seen Iranian music was an influence on the new album. I'm guessing maybe all three of you in different ways have been drawn to international sounds. Why do you think you are drawn to that as opposed to necessarily just, you know, English-speaking music or American music?
At least for me, I really like listening to music in other languages.
Yeah.
Mainly because if I'm doing something like, I don't know, reading or writing something or working on something else, if it's in English, it's distracting because I'll listen to what they're talking about instead of just, you know, hearing some really pretty melody. So listening to music in other languages, I don't know what they're saying, but I can feel it. And if it's really good, I'll still get distracted, you know, no worries. But that's where I come from on it. And I just, Houston's a very diverse international community. So it just reminds me of the stuff I heard growing up.
I agree. I really like daydreaming to music. It's my favorite pastime, especially like on the road or in a plane. Just look out the window, put some music on. And if I know what the story is in the song, then my daydream is sort of limited. But if it's a blank canvas, then I can make up whatever the story is about.
So you mentioned, you know, it's a multicultural international city, Houston. Are you kind of then drawn to some of those other music cultures in your own hometown? Do you seek out those kind of bands that are singing in other languages or who maybe have been, you know, refugees or immigrants to Houston who are making music there?
Definitely. Yeah. I think the biggest gateway into those communities and types of music is through the food. You know, there's all kinds of pockets in Houston, like Mark mentioned, but you can get authentic, you know, international food pretty much from anywhere in the city. And you walk into these restaurants and they're playing awesome music that's from their culture. And, you know, you take out your phone, Shazam, or do it the old-fashioned way, just ask, like, what is this? And you find some great stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they'll be like, oh, they don't like it. Let's put on some Top 40. And then the next week you go into your favorite, you know, pho spot, and they're just playing, you know, whatever's hot on the radio. Like, oh, dang, well, there goes that.
What is the best fast spot in Houston for anyone who's
planning a trip? Fast Saigon. Okay. Yeah.
On Milam.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'm making a note.
Music makes you.
One of the reasons why I was such a fan of Nirvana is they were speaking to the kind of isolation and otherness that I felt.
Double J.